It is said that long ago, Troana was nothing but fresh, clean earth. Moini and the star spirit Dromedine sat up in the sky. Moini made a man, the first man, and he was called Palawa. Moini made Palawa tall, like a giant, with no knee joints and a big tail like a kangaroo. There were no trees in Troana then, no plants or animals, no lakes or rivers, no rocks or mountains, just fresh, clean earth. Palawa walked around the island, Troana, dragging his kangaroo tail with him wherever he went. This left big tracks behind him. He wandered and wandered and eventually came to the middle of Troana and looked around for a good place to have a sleep. He found a mound of fresh, clean earth and tried to lie down to sleep. But because Moini had made Palawa with no knee joints, try as he may, he could not bend his legs to lie down. This made Palawa angry, as he was very tired and needed to sleep. His bad temper made him stamp his foot hard on the fresh, clean ground where he stood. He stamped his foot again and again and left big footprints in the earth. Dromedine, the star spirit, looked down from the sky at the angry Palawa. Dromedine felt sorry for Palawa and gave him knee joints in his legs so that he could lie down and took away his kangaroo tail. Exhausted, Palawa sank down on a mound of fresh, clean earth with all his footprints around him and went to sleep. Palawa slept for a long time. While Palawa slept, Moini sent warm, gentle rain, the first rain, to keep Palawa warm. After a long time, Palawa woke up and looked around him. The warm, gentle rains had filled up all of the footprints that Palawa had stamped into the ground, and they had turned into lakes. You can still see these lakes in the middle of Troana today.